From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Already Thursday. Can you believe it? It's that easy. You know, you started Monday, you thought, I need another weekend. Well, we're almost there. And as I said earlier in the week, you know, always when I mention stuff like that, I have to go back to let's remember to keep perspective and thank the Lord for the work he gives us. Listen, whether you're working in ministry, really, if you're a believer in Christ, you should be ministering really wherever you are. But thank God for the work he gives us to provide for our families, and thank God for the weekends as well. It's just around the corner. We're going to help get you there with some great content. Hey, by the way, a reminder, if you go to our website at klyt.fm, you'll find the complete program guide and information about the station if you're maybe new tuning in, which if you are, find us on our social media. Facebook is currently where we're living on social media, so you can find us there. Either do a search for us on Facebook or at the, I think it's at the bottom of the homepage at klyt.fm. Just click on the icon for Facebook. We are close to 1,500 people who follow us on Facebook. We'd like to get to 2,000 by the end of the summer. And on there, you'll find great information about sponsors. You know, we'll regularly keep you apprised of who is underwriting the programming that you hear. You'll also get information about upcoming events, including one we're going to talk about in this first half hour, and so much more. So find us on Facebook and peruse the website. There's a lot of great resources for you, including right on the homepage in the Action Center. We try to keep very relevant things in that Action Center for you. Currently, Focus on the Family has provided 31 days of prayer for the family. And if we have time, we'll maybe get to that later in this hour. But click on the banner for that. And each day, there's a different prayer. I know a couple days ago, it was for essentially first responders. And you know, every day it's something new. And it gives you opportunity to pray for our community, for your family. And it encourages you to spend time with the creator of the universe, which we're happy that you're doing if you're spending that time. And we'd love to do that with you together in his word. I know every weekday morning, just before 8 o'clock, we get to the verse of the day. Lots of things happening on the station. We really purpose to equip you and encourage you, and we hope that's what you're finding when you tune in. Hopefully you'll find that in this segment as we welcome into studio Stephanie Lovato, for the first time, Client Services Director at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi.
And Chantel Lesson is here, the Development and Training Coordinator. Welcome back.
Thank you. I love being here.
I love having CareNet here. What a frontline battle place that CareNet is. And if there's anything we can do to support the work of, you know, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is saving lives, the lives of innocent children. And also, I think, and we can go into details about all the services, but the ministry that families that are that find themselves in the place of an I always hesitate to say unplanned because God weaves life into the womb, but but these families didn't plan on it, and how well they're received with love and encouragement at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, whether they're considering their options when they find themselves in that situation, or after they've made maybe one of the worst decisions of their life, that they can go to a place that is going to receive them, not judge them, and share with them the love of Christ, not only in word, but in action.
That's right.
So thank you, ladies. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So we got a lot to talk about today, but we've got a couple of segments. So We'll walk through it. And hopefully by the end of this, you're going to be encouraged to take part in this event that's coming up. August is just around the corner, believe it or not. And the day after that is Christmas. So it just flies by. Now, you two, are, I think, are a little younger than me, but it just keeps going faster and faster.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I don't want to hear that.
the good news is at the end of it is Jesus. So when we're when we're done here. Walk for Life just around the corner. And when is that going to be put on our calendars?
So the Walk for Life this year is August 23rd. It's a Saturday. And the walk starts at 9 o'clock. It is at Hoffmantown Church.
Right. And as in years past, essentially it's walking around the academy.
That's right.
Or running.
Or running.
Yeah. Bicycle? No, you can't bicycle around there, can you? I don't know.
I'm not sure if you can or can't, but well, we've never had anybody.
You can run. You could skip.
There you go.
You could probably crawl if you wanted to. You could do somersaults all the way around.
That would be impressive.
That would be really impressive. There's an idea for you, you know, for...
Get some gymnasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's much more than just spending time walking around. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's the why for the Walk of Life?
So we really want to, I feel like, and it kind of goes into a little bit of the intro that you brought. It does help fund CareNet because we are all donor funded, but also we really believe in changing the culture of our city and what we, how we see people who are experiencing those unplanned pregnancies. And part of that is by being active in the community. And whenever we do the Walk for Life, you know, people are driving by, they see, they ask questions, and then they hopefully do a little bit of research and say, what is that? What are they doing?
Yeah.
Because we do really want to be involved in the community so that we can help those men and women that are experiencing those unplanned pregnancies really feel accepted, feel loved, because a lot of times people don't really know how to have a conversation around that. And the more CareNet is there, the more CareNet is in the community, the more we have the ability to do that. And so that's a lot of the heart behind it, being involved in the community and letting the community be part of all of the things that God is doing through CareNet.
Yeah, and this is a big deal. This year's verse, by the way, that goes along with Walk for Life is life change. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. And this is going to be on a Saturday, August 23rd at 8 a.m. What is the hope here? We talked about that a little bit, but I mean, as far as actually, let's give practical instruction for getting signed up for this. Individuals can sign up. Groups? Do you have groups sign up together?
Go ahead.
Yes, you can sign up as a group, somewhat like a team leader, if you will. And you can have others sponsor you to walk. We see a lot of that happen with our groups. I did want to clarify, so the walk starts at 9.
Registration.
If you do need to register, please get there by 8:30.
Yeah, you know what? Everyone show up at 8.
Because
a couple things. Then you're not like, well, I hope everybody's here.
Okay.
And two, if you're already registered, you get there at 8. Usually you guys have different ministries out in the parking lot, right?
Yes, we do.
So there'll be time then to really kind of get to connect with those before the walk. I'm sorry to, you know, take away the whole 9 o'clock thing.
No, that's great. Yeah, there are lots of other opportunities, things to do. There will be some ministries that you'll get to learn a little bit more about. There's going to be some food trucks. There will be, some other fun things to do and participate in before the walk as well.
Yes, yes. Specifics, we are having the Sueños coffee truck out there. So that's going to be nice. And then we're also going to have the Paleta Bar out there, the Paleta Bar from Tramway.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
They are going to have, they're going to have popsicles. So the
Bar,
they have popsicles. Yep. So that's always a fun treat for the
kids. Actually, I've had those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just forgot. I just, you know.
Agua Frescas. It's going to be great for a family. It is a family event.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking out for the kids and the moms. And
I'll bet that popsicle truck, which is called
the Paleta Bar.
See? At the end of the walk is probably going to be a lot more popular.
Yes, that's right.
Sure. Especially for those about kids that do laps.
Very refreshing.
That's right.
Very cool. You really can register. You go online to carenetabq.com. Click on the Partner With Us tab at the top of the page, and then you'll see events. Click on that, and then there's the banner for the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque Walk for Life, Saturday, August 23rd, 8 a.m. If you've already registered,
we'll be there.
Yeah, if you already registered and you get there at 9, that's when they're going to be like, go. But yeah, get out there early. There's going to be so many cool things, and Stephanie and Chantel and Jennifer and Paula and the rest of the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque crew, you know, they'll probably have it all under control and be ready. But, you know, it could be those last minute things. Hey, could you help us with, you know, come with hands and feet that are ready to pitch in, which obviously you're already going to do by being part of the walk and raising money.
Yes.
If once you make it to that page on the website, above the banner for Walk for Life, you'll see register by clicking here. So get registered. The goal this year is to raise $1 million. Is that right? I mean, that's what it says on the website. So
yes, total. Yes.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, if God wants to bring that look, all in, that's yeah. Right. Yeah. On the Walk for Life Day, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
bring it all in and Walk for Life.
FYI, we're only $997,905 away from the goal. We're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, we That's are. Right.
So
we're much closer.
But go on there, and it'll have a lot of information about the event. If you have questions, call 880-8373. Does that sound right?
Yep,
that's correct.
Okay, who else? It's I'm not as scared because Paula and Jen aren't here, you know. you two are much more gentle. No, they're great. And actually, all kidding aside, I am I'm sold on the work that CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque does in so many ways. We so much appreciate. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're up against a break. Can you all stay with us?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, we're going to come back from the break. And just to let you know, we're going to let you know about the nurse line, which we've talked about on this show before. But we want to let you know more about that. And some positions that are available to be filled by you, listener. Stick around and find out if maybe you're going to be the next team member at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. And if we have time, we'll get to some stories as well. A lot of great information on the way after this on KLYT's ABQ Connect. Hey, we're in the midst of a conversation with Stephanie Lovato. She's the Client Services Director at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and Chantel Lesson, Development and Training Coordinator. Let me ask you, I mean, the title is probably self-explanatory, but Stephanie, what's involved with Client Services Director?
As the client services director, I oversee all of the centers. So center directors, making sure that the centers are running efficiently, that the center directors have everything that they need, kind of the ins and the outs to make sure that we are providing the best care possible to our clients.
Very good. And development and training.
Yeah, so I do onboarding and training for all of the volunteers, as well as some internal development type things like working on new programs, like our nurse hotline. I helped get a lot of that back end kind of work done to get that launched.
Good transition. Ooh. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a radio aficionado now. The nurse line, though, for those not familiar, if you can explain what it is, and actually kind of let's continue with the praise report on this one.
Yeah. On the with the
nurse line.
Yeah. So we are so grateful that God has just jumped in and provided for this. I believe that it started being talked about here on the radio, and God brought in financial provision to launch that nurse
line. Actually, I remember that. I think we were talking about it, and like that day someone called with a large donation for the nurse line. So before pre-nurse line, what was it like? And now what's going to happen with the nurse line?
Yeah. So before the nurse line, we're just really relying on word of mouth, people who see us on the website, which is helpful. But whenever we can only answer the phones, you know, 9 to 5, 5 days a week, we're really missing a lot of people because when you're in crisis, when are you looking at your phone? Late at night when you're stressed. Right. And so now on our website, there is a little widget that allows them to chat in and talk with a nurse live 24/7. And so whenever they call, text in, they can talk to a nurse, and that nurse can get them scheduled at our centers and talk to them about, you know, where they're at in their pregnancy, what they're going through, offer them resources, and you know, ultimately get them scheduled at CareNet.
So let me navigate for them because you know, radio here, theater of the mind, on the website at carenetabq.com. If someone after hours wanted to connect with a nurse, how would they do that?
There is a widget in the corner and it might be...
Make an appointment?
It might be on that make an appointment. I'm trying to see where you're at. Sorry.
Okay.
Scroll down. It should be just like a little chat bubble in the bottom corner.
I don't know. Go to the website and surf.
Yeah.
CareNetABQ.com. And actually, no. So let me ask you this. What would happen after hours if they pick up the phone and call the number that's on the website?
So they, so if they call the number that's on the website, they will end up getting sent to our voicemail.
Okay.
So if they, but if they text the chat line, then they can, the nurse can call them and they can have a live conversation with the nurse. They can even video chat with the nurse as well.
Okay. Okay. To contact us, fill out the form below and we'll be texting you back right away. That's the contact us on that page for make an appointment. So, and the number to call, by the way, is 505-814-9232 on the homepage, separate from the number I gave to you.
So if you look at the chat widget on your phone, so when you Google it on your phone, you'll see CareNet ABQ, and in the bottom corner, there's a very vivid a picture with a nurse on there, and it says nurses are online live right now.
Right.
Touch to chat, and you can just touch that, and then you can get in touch with us there.
So the nurse line up and running.
Yes.
And how long has that been now?
It started the first week of July.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're already seeing results.
Yes. We're seeing a lot of traffic. And it's amazing to look at the amount of people that we wouldn't have been able to capture the conversations with them had it not been for this nurse line.
Yes.
There's so many women that we have been able to engage with that otherwise it would have been outside of hours and we would have not had that opportunity for engagement. So we're really excited about that.
And we're short a person. So I'm going to ask our engineer real quick. Is our next guest here? Okay. All right. Yeah. And I'm going to continue my conversation with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque while we're flying without a net. Our engineer is going to go get our next guest that's coming in, which, by the way, is going to be the speaker for the New Mexico Man of Honor coming up in the first weekend of August. But okay. So let's press on. Nurse line. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And you know, maybe the Lord is moving you to be that involved, like the donor who graciously gave towards the nurse line and what was needed there. Here's something else. I mentioned being a part of the team at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You are in need of a the mobile unit director, part-time Correct. Position.
Yes.
What's that look like?
Yeah. So currently I am holding the MMU director hat as well. And we are looking for someone to come on in a part-time capacity. What that would look like is being aware of the ins and outs of the mobile medical unit and driving it to the sidewalks of different abortion clinics in Albuquerque and engaging with men and women that are at the clinics, and just offering them options education, offering them a free ultrasound, offering them a free pregnancy test, and just some conversations and support for them. And yeah, we're really, it is sometimes a very intimidating position because you have to drive the big green bus and you have to show up on the sidewalks. But truly, it's been such a blessing for me, and the amount of times I've got to share the gospel and have conversations with people on the sidewalk, it's changed my life. And I look forward to seeing who God puts in that position.
Well, and let me say this, because maybe someone's listening right now that's thinking, you know, I think I meet the requirements for that. But like you mentioned, driving the bus, the van, whatever, you know, however you want to describe it, bus, right?
Yeah, either way. But yeah, generally, I call it the bus.
However, don't hear that and go, oh, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Before you make a decision like that, make sure to reach out to Chantel, connect, talk, see it, maybe drive it. You know, if you end up being a person that's, you know, hey, we'd like you to do it. And they're like, well, but I'm not sure if I, listen, they're not going to have you drive something you're not going to be able to handle. Trust me. Then they'd be looking for another donor for another bus. So don't, you know, don't make any assumptions about the position, whether or not, you know, you have everything it takes to do what you just heard described. But if your heart is, I want to be part of this team. I want to be part of the ministry that's doing the work of the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Take the, you know, you're not obligated because you're going to check out if it's the right fit. So pray about it and get in contact. And listen, the way you do that on the website is at carenetabq.com. Again, click partner with us. And if you scroll down, you'll see volunteer/employment. Click on that. You scroll down a little bit. It'll say Center Director for Medical Mobile Unit Part-Time. It's got a little bit of a job description and a place for you to reach out to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And there's a few other jobs there. Is this still the same sonographer opening that we've been praying for?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, God's timing is perfect.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
So we'll continue to pray for that, but there is an advantage. Now, listen, they are doing ultrasounds without a sonographer, with nurses.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a difference in what it means to get a sonographer at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Could you expand on that? Because it is really important.
I think the difference with having a sonographer over at CareNet would be she would take on a role somewhat of like a lead nurse. So what our lead nurse does and oversees all of the volunteer nurses that come in and help out, it would be very similar to that as a sonographer.
And correct me if I'm wrong, a sonographer can actually do ultrasounds further into a pregnancy than where you are currently.
That's correct.
It's still an absolute all-star as far as what it accomplishes for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And Paula and Jennifer won't be surprised that I'll share again that if someone's considering an abortion and they get an ultrasound, over 80% of those people change their mind about getting an abortion. That is huge.
Yes.
It has saved so countless lives.
That's right.
So sonographer is, and maybe that's not you. Maybe you know someone who it might be a good fit for. Reach out to them. They still need looking for registered nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And volunteer. All right, money person that is all money savvy to be the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Board of directors, treasurer is a need as well. Still, you'll find those all on the website at carenetabq.com. And we actually do have a little bit of time. And I know that every time someone from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque comes in, there's always, I'm sure there's plenty of stories both sad and filled with joy and hope.
That's right.
Yeah. You have something you could share with us today?
Absolutely. And I will start with one of the sad and just very short. Something that we've seen an increase in is a lot of very sad men at the clinics. And I'm just going to tag on the whole MMU conversation because that's my wheelhouse and give maybe a potential MMU director that's out there somewhere listening to this, give you an idea of what that looks like. And there are a lot of men that have been showing up on the sidewalks that are there trying to be a supportive spouse, a supportive partner to people who are coming into the clinics. And they're struggling. I have this last week, I had two men break down crying in conversation with me, and I offered them prayer and we had conversations, but their hearts are breaking. Their hearts are breaking. And so we just need to be praying for the dads out there.
Yeah.
And and we do have the opportunity to get them plugged into our fatherhood program.
Nice.
They're open to that, but it's hard to see.
It's a big deal to get him involved.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, he has a huge influence on what direction she's going to go.
That's correct.
So pray for those guys.
Yeah.
And the ladies and the team. You know, there's just
it's so many.
Yeah. But there's always those stories that just make you smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We measure success on the sidewalk by every interaction, by every moment that we get to show up for someone in their greatest time of need. And we had a client on the bus recently. And when she saw that ultrasound and they said, "Okay, so you see that little flicker?" She gasped audibly and said, "Oh my gosh, that's the heartbeat." And there was a friend there, and the friend immediately started weeping. And just to see how God showed up in that moment by just revealing truth. Like, we didn't say anything to say, "Change your mind." We just showed truth. Like, there's a little heartbeat in there.
I have to imagine often it's at that time the mama bear shows up, right? That's my baby.
Yeah, everything feels a little bit more possible because there's something to fight for. And that's what she did. And she fought for it and she left the clinic that day. And to me, it was just such a reminder of, if I'm on the sidewalk every day for a year, which I'm not every day for a year, but every week for a year, and I see that one woman and we talk about that one life, it's worth it.
That's you know, I think the best storytelling is going to happen when we're home in heaven. Right. And we find out someone who survived a situation that could have ended in abortion and what God did with that life.
Yeah.
He weaves life into the womb. And as I mentioned earlier, his timing with that, you know, we say unexpected, untimely. His timing is perfect.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully you know, if you're listening and you're caught in that situation, you can tell, not so much from my voice, but by the voice of the staff that are here with us from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, there is someone who loves you, who loves your family and loves your baby.
Yeah.
And it'd be wise to connect with them. I'll leave it with this, as we put a bow on it, a reminder that the Walk for Life is coming up and you can take part in that. And I don't have it on the screen. It's August 23rd.
Correct.
And they're going to, you know, the whole go is at 9 o'clock that morning at Hoffmantown Church. But show up at 8. They'll be out there. If you forgot to register online, get there to register. But you really, if you can, go to the website, carenetabq.com, and get registered by clicking on Partner with Us and then Events. And then you'll see the walk that's coming up, basically walking around Academy, but it's going to kick off in the parking lot at Hoffmantown Church. Stephanie, Chantel, anything that we've left that we need to cover?
I think we're all covered. We're just so grateful for our city, you know, and what they do and getting behind this.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen. Well, look forward to having CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque back in studio next month, God willing. And stay with us. We're going to find out about an upcoming New Mexico Men of Honor, what you can expect there. And the gentleman who's speaking at the event in the first weekend of August is, believe me, he is elbow deep in ministry here in Albuquerque. And we'll get a good update from Chris Cleveland and more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.